Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. All unqualified praise is due to Allah, and after that, all unqualified praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi khalaqa al-insana fi ahsani taqwim. All unqualified praise is due to Allah, who created the human being in the most excellent mode. Wa ba'atha nabiyyin mubashirin wa munzirin, and commissioned from among them messengers as bringers of good news and as warners. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I have the open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment. There is no deity, no object of worship except Allah. Lahul mulk, his is the kingdom. Wa lahul hamd, to him is due all unqualified praise. Bi yadihi al-khayr, in his hand is all good. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, and he has power over all things. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidina Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And we have open and sound testimony that Muhammad, our leader, to whom the Quran is revealed, is his slave servant and his messenger. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allah, send your prayers, your peace, and your blessings upon our leader, Muhammad, wa ala alihi, and upon his family, wa sahbihi, and upon his companions, ajma'in, wa yaiha al-muslimun. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa jumu'a mubarak. Amma ba'd. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا صدق الله العظيم. And an expression of it is, O social creature, be regardful of your guardian evolver, the one who created you all from a single spiritual essence and created from it its mate, and from the two of them created or scattered countless men and women. And be regardful of Allah, the one to whom you turn and implore for your mutual rights. And be regardful of your relationships, for surely Allah is over you, watching as a supervisor. The hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, expression of it says, Verily, you, in speaking of his time, he goes first, his audience is first, those in his time. Verily, you are in a time in which whoever among you leaves one-tenth of what he has been commanded will be destroyed in the hereafter. Then there will come a time in which whoever amongst you practices one-tenth of what he has been commanded will be saved. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our subject today, brothers and sisters, is the mission is possible. The mission is possible. I'll let you know this is also a transition. You can call it a public service announcement. You can call it a brief interruption from the subject matter that we have been addressing since just before Ramadan and after Ramadan, and all of it was around family and the self and the up to that point, up to the point of even last week, all of which is under the major theme of the five obligations for building ummah. It could be also said the five necessities for building ummah. The term for it in fiqh is daruri, daruri. These five mandatory aspects which have to themselves be established in order for there to be ummah. In order for there to be ummah, we have to have these five. You can call them five pillars. Why do I say the mission is possible? Because naturally there's a connection between mission impossible, right? Mission impossible is that Tom Cruise series or whatever it is. I like him. Maybe it's a guy thing, you know, the adrenaline rushes, whatever they are, you know. They come across from an entertaining perspective, fine. But moving past that, the high drama connected with it has to do with the complexity of the issue. You know how he gets his assignments, right? He gets it through some weird means, the recording, you listen to the recording, this recording will destroy, will self-destruct afterward, and if you're caught or killed, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of you, wah, 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 right? That, we all know that paradigm, right? And so, you know, the drama is in what the big, how they're going to solve this big puzzle, right? What I want us to understand, one of the reasons I'm reaching into my heart and my spirit to really let you understand. Mashallah, this is no boast. Mashallah, alhamdulillah. The more I look at these daruri, matters, family, intellect, religion, self in the context of psychology and property, look at, and the more you look at just looking at the first aspects, when we talk about family, we talk about self, the more I look, the more I see. The more I look, the more I see. The more I look, the more I see. So practically each one of them is universal in scope. So how do you ever close that out? How do you ever say, okay, well, this is the end of that. I can't do it. But when I remind myself, and which is what I'm doing now, reminding you, our mission is to complete that task of building ummah. Don't get it. Don't sleep on it. And that's really one of the reasons why I'm taking this minute here. You can call it a public service announcement. The whole khutbah, you can call it a public service announcement. Because there's so much going on outside of us and inside of us. And it's getting more and more complicated with practically every minute, with practically every new technological development, every new scientific advancement. makes things even more complicated. But our mission doesn't change. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ عُمَّةٍ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Despite TikTok, you still got to do family. Despite your Instagram, you still got to do it. Despite Facebook, despite this, despite that, you still have to get to the point where you are commanding all that is good, enjoining what is right, forbidding what is wrong, being a community, serving Allah. You have to do that in spite of the negative dimension. There are positive dimensions, no doubt. Despite the negative dimension, you still have work to do. You have to raise your children in that environment. You have to get your education in that environment. You have to deal with your economic scenario in that environment. So many things that must be done. So much so that just coupling that with the nature of the atmosphere that is arising or that exists because of what I'm talking about, sometimes you can get into a state of just total, really loss, confoundment, confusion, disillusionment, disenchantment, disempowerment, all of those things, discouragement. And I'm here to say to you, even if you haven't considered that as a part of, and even if that is not a part of your life situation right now, you're surrounded by people for whom that is the case. Whether those people be in your household or whether those people be in your neighborhood, and keep extending the circles out, because that is the case for the vast majority of society right now. The vast majority of society is unguided, is unguided. I mentioned this. Things I saw in the six-minute drive from my house to here. I see it every day, right? But one came by a bus stop, two young men. Let's not worry about race. But they weren't Bilalians, let's put it like that, that much. So they're standing at the bus stop. They're waiting for the bus stop. Right, waiting for the bus. And so, I don't know how much you're familiar with the posts that are holding up the sign. They're like metal, but that kind of thin metal with little holes all the way up. I think you know what I'm talking about. There's little holes all the way up to the sign, right? And one of them, the shorter of them, was shaking it, right? Wasn't just shaking it, he was trying to, what seemed to me, he was trying to take it down. So I'm driving. So I look, and just as I was getting at that point, the one who was bigger than him was taking off his sweatshirt. And yeah, what you call them, white beaters. I'm just saying, that's what they call them. So he had that, taking that off. So obviously I couldn't keep looking at the mirror. I'm already late, right? So I couldn't keep looking at the mirror to see what he's going to do. But it seemed to me, the narrative is, I'll help you. So the goal seemed to be, let's just tear it down. Yeah, you are waiting on the bus. It's useful for you to know where the bus is going to stop, but you just find it a worthy project and just tear it down. Why? Because my life has no meaning. And this will give my life a meaning. You remember when we tore that sign down? Oh, man, that was a trip, man. And every time they go by, they, yeah, that's that sign we tore down. The same thing applies for tagging and whatever, graffiti. We call it graffiti. Others call it art, whatever. But we pass by another thing. This guy has built up a whole residency right there. I mean, I hear you, quote, unquote, you know, social justice focus. So yeah, well, why? It wouldn't be necessary. I agree with you. And if I stop this preface, then we're going to keep going to get to that point. I agree with you on that respect. But I'm trying to get you to understand the nature of the mindset. Until those things get addressed, they're still going to result in the kinds of things I'm talking about. So a man can't even have his business anymore because it becomes occupied by individuals, yes, who are suffering the wrong-handedness of the economic environment. But why does the businessman have to pay the price who's trying to have economy in the community? Because as the businesses go out, the tax base goes out, the services go out, and things don't get better, they get worse. That's another thing. The other thing is just driving down the street, and like stop signs optional. I mean, listen, it's like, okay, I'm in, you know how, y'all drive these streets. It used to be two-lane, right? Then they cut it down to one lane, and then they make a turn lane, you know, across the intersection, right? So that if you're going to make a turn, then you got to swoop over, get into that. But then here you got somebody on the other side, same configuration. Oh, I ain't waiting for nobody. I ain't going to stop at this stop sign. This fool going to stop, so I'm going to get in front of him when he stops, and I'm going to keep going, which is what they do. It happens all the time. And then we wonder why our insurance costs are so high, because accidents, quote, unquote, are so inevitable where we are by numbers, is that, yeah, we're going to have to charge people in this area more because there's more problematic automobile situation there, right? So why? Why? Is it get on the freeway. Get on the freeway, and you got people like they at the what you call that race? Whatever. You know one of them races. Whatever. Brickyard 500 or something. I think I heard something like NASCAR. But you're on the freeway. You can watch it develop. You got one guy, you tailgating him. He don't want to get over. I ain't getting over. I'm going like this. Guy said, nah, you ain't going to get ahead of me. Yeah, I'm going to get over here. And then you can see all the traffic coming, all the traffic that they're coming to. And it's like this is the Fast and the Furious shooting, the shooting of the movie. You're not concerned about your life. You're not concerned about the lives of others. Just for that adrenaline rush, you're willing to put your life and the life of everybody else at risk. Why? Because it gives my life meaning. It allows me to create a memory. I remember when. This is the world that we're living in, brothers and sisters. So as I continue to talk about what our work as Muslims are, so you can focus on those things, and that's that. I'm just talking about East Oakland. Everything I just said was just East Oakland in one zip code, all that. But you multiply that by the number of zip codes wherever our demographic is, and that's the world. That's the pot that's boiling around us, right? And let me go and mention this as well. A part of what I said to myself, and I'll go ahead and say it to you now. I say, listen, this is just basically going to be a conversation today. We get back to the technical, formal material the next time that I return, and I'm going to get right back on what we were on, because if you don't build those pillars, you don't have a foundation upon which to build the ummah. So we need to know about family in the best way, from the aqidah point of view, from the formal point of view. We need to know about intellect, in the most formal way that Al-Islam. And so we need to know about religion slash culture in the most formal way that Al-Islam brings it to us. We need to know about self. And let me make it clear on this piece. Self, when we talk about mental health is a, quote unquote, a headline issue nowadays, right now. We need to understand and need to ask ourselves why. Okay, part of which I've talked about, only a part of which I've talked about just now. But we need to know about self. That's what's addressed when you talk about self. Psychology is ilm al-nafs. Ilm al-nafs, the science of the nafs. Ilm al-nafs. So self incorporates that idea about mental health. It incorporates that. And then property. Property. We can talk about economic situations. We can talk about the economic, the macroeconomic situation, the global economic situation, and all the other great historical conspiracies tied to that. No denying those things. Okay, but given that they are a fact, okay, and what are you supposed to do? Just point out the conspiracy, or are you supposed to be getting, excuse this language, getting a bag? You know what I'm saying? I mean that in the best possible way it can be understood. Well, Muslim. Okay? So, but how do you do it? Well, you need to know from God how to do all those things. And that's really what Jumu'ah is about. It's supposed to inform you and remind you, educate you with regard to what you need to do in light of that. There's a saying, I don't know whose it is, but it's a very useful saying, one which it says, for every 1,000 people chopping at the branches, there's only one chopping at the roots. For every 1,000 people chopping at the branches, there's only one chopping at the roots. So everything that I just talked about can be elaborated like a branch of a tree. Okay, well, you said that about insurance, and it goes this, that. You said that about vagrancy and vandalism, and that can go this, that. Yeah, everything can keep going like that. Those are branches. What's the root? And what's the solution? The solution is what Al-Islam said about it. You gotta understand that. We have the answer. You can sit back and go, oh, look at what they're doing now. Okay? Agree. And you're doing what in response to that? And is the thing that you're doing something that's been recommended, or is it something that's been revealed? Listen. Okay. I'll keep going. My watch is asking me, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
See, that's that technology, right? We mean well. No, I did not fall. Okay. Let me set my time a little better. So, all these things have to be addressed. And different institutions and individuals have their way of addressing it. We as Muslims, we need to ask ourselves, because if you want to be right, if you want to be effective, if you want results, then you should be more sure. The Islamic language is yaqeen. You should be more sure about your strategy. And one of the best ways to be, not the best, the best way to be sure of your strategy is to have your strategy based in what Allah has revealed and what the Prophet has modeled. And that's with regard to anything. How many problems are there in the world? Problems everywhere. Problems in every institution. Problems in every quarter of life. Where's the solution? The Quran says there's not a question that they can bring you for which we have not provided the answer and the best explanation. This is what the Quran has said. But do you believe that? Not only do you believe it, do you know that? What is it that you know with regard to how that is the best strategy to deal with that? When you trace back your strategy for doing X, Y, Z, Z, Y, X, where is it grounded? Is it grounded in the Quran? Is it grounded in the life model of Prophet Muhammad? Or is it grounded in some modern philosophy? And there are many, many useful philosophies in the society. They have their utility, but they're also limited. When you extend them, you'll sometimes find that the cure itself is worse than the disease. But Allah says he is going to establish those who believe with a word that is grounded in reality, reaches into the heavens. But in order to comprehend, when I say comprehend now, I'm saying get around, encompass, understand it, it takes time. It takes commitment. It takes faith. It takes patience. No, there's no quick fix for what we're talking about. Because what's happening now didn't start quick. This thing's been going on for thousands, that's with an S, thousands of years. Even if you just deal with the Jesus is God piece, just that piece, that's 2,000 years right there. That's without even talking about who created that piece using knowledge that was tens of thousands of years older than the Jesus piece. A big part of what I'm also saying, no matter how much we think we know, no matter how much we think we understand about the way that the world is right now, we are late to the party. Trust that. So when I, just an example, right? Pyramid on the dollar bill. Don't worry, I ain't going to get all up into it. Pyramid on the dollar bill. Washington Monument. Don't get stuck there. Don't get stuck there. It's a joyride for people who ain't got nowhere else to go. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm using and pointing to it as an example. Man, y'all just finding this stuff out. This stuff is what's been ruling the world for tens of thousands, that's what the next two, of years. And you woke up in a world where the leaders were asleep. And the shaitan is so, shaitan ain't changed. Shaitan been the same shaitan since I will lay in wait for him on your straight path, from before, from behind, from the right, from the left. That's that same Satan we're dealing with right now. It's just a modern configuration. This is his latest thing. So, one of the things that the shaitan does, see, this in this world right now, this world will make you think you're smart in order to take advantage of you. Look up this, I'll do what I'm going to do. But there's a movie called A Most Wanted Man. A Most Wanted Man. Philip Michael Hoffman, I think he's the star. What you see in that story, if I can keep it to a sentence, what you see, but what I want to point out to you is no matter who you think is the one that's got the wisdom and the power, there's always someone above them and behind them that you don't know about, that has the wisdom and the power. And once you think you got it figured out, who is the one with the real wisdom and the power? There's somebody behind them that has the wisdom and the power that you don't know about. But this one will tell you something about this one, which is so high above you that you think you're being told the deep stuff. But that's so that you won't look past this one to get to that one to get to that one. Here's the principle. They reveal a little so that they can hide more. So they'll let you see something. Hey, they took the woo. Good. You took the bait. So now we're going to have you swimming in that water. You ain't even looking for nothing. I got it. And that's for the ones who are smart. You know, dude is smart, good, perfect for our plan. The ayat in the Thamud Quran tells us about such situations. The ayat in the Thamud, it said, and Satan proved victorious over them, even though they were blessed with intelligence and skill. The people of intelligence and people of skill are the favorite targets of Shaitan. Because once I get them, then I can use them to get the other ones who look to them for information. So when are you safe? When you depend on Allah alone. When your object is the truth, not a truth. The, T-H-E, capital T-H-E, capital T-R-U-T-H, the truth. Reveal a little so you can hide more. Brothers and sisters, people in this society suffer what can be called conspiracy fatigue. I just saw a headline, you probably saw it too, that Donald Trump, he said that he embraced and amplified some of the QAnon conspiracies. Wearing a little QAnon symbol and using language and statements that endorse that. If you don't know what that is, don't worry about it. Don't even, you don't have to worry about it. Just, it's something to stay away from. Let's just put it like that. That's enough. Now, they say, like, if you say something, don't touch wet paint, and that's usually why somebody's going to say, oh, let me see this really wet paint. You wind up in some quicksand, man. So, conspiracy fatigue. Paulo Freire, My Limited, I've never read his whole book, but I heard sister Cynthia McKinney, I don't know where she is now, but strong sister, she was in an interview and she talked about control by confusion. And if I'm remembering it correctly, she is associated with the pedagogy of the oppressed. This is the book, right? So, control by confusion. One of the ways to control people is just confuse the hell out of them. If someone is so confused, what's the natural question for a confused person? What should I do? So you get catatonic. In that movie Zardoz, it has these characters they call the apathetic. It's this quote unquote. I gotta use these kind of words, y'all. This a dystopian world where, yeah, this is the 007 that guy, whatever. Sean Connery. Point is, he gets to this place. He's on this journey. He's a Manchurian candidate type character that's been manipulated by somebody. He don't even know that he has been manipulated, and he finally gets into the world that he's been kept out of, and then he encounters these people. It's like everything is up for grabs, right, including conjugal relationships without any resistance, et cetera. That's one of the demonstrations in it. And these are the apathetics. It's a whole class, a whole group of people that have become apathetic, that is without passion, without pathos, without emotion. They're just, how did it happen? Conspiracy fatigue, confusion. This world is drenched in confusion. Nobody knows what the truth is. And then they hit us a couple of years ago hard with just throwing a word out there, a phrase out there that stuck. They knew it was going to stick when they put it out there. Fake news. And then that label was put on every source of information, so that cut the masses off from, well, then who should I trust? Now you can't trust nobody. Okay, well, then who are you going to trust? Oh, mainstream media. So what you gonna do? Well, I'm just gonna watch Power Book, man. That'd be it. That's the real, man. They talking about the real stuff, really. And that, as I conclude this portion of the khutbah, that right there, that's another example. Like, crime as an industry. Crime as a legitimate way to do family. We put all the paradigmatic, all the archetypal relationships into a drama, but the fundamental backdrop is that reality is hopeless, and the only way for them to thrive, survive, and live is by knowing how to master criminality and do so as a family. That's the model of family given to the hood, because you know you don't stand a chance. And since you don't stand a chance, you may as well risk your life, get rich or die trying. Can you see a place for Allah calling a group of people? All you who believe, let there arise out of you a group of people. The others aren't enjoining what is right, forbidding what is wrong, commanding all that is good. But Allah said, from you let there be a group, commanding all that is good, enjoining what is right, forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah. They are the ones that are going to be successful. But watch out. Watch yourself. Are you apathetic? Are you confused? Are you convicted? I mean convicted in the sense of conviction, not whether you got a record or not. Conviction? Or are you an unwitting victim of the environment that you weren't aware to put you in a situation to where you look like you're doing the Islam thing, but you're not really doing it? And for the master of this world, that's enough. Is that okay? Good. You know the important thing? Make sure everybody thinks you're a Muslim, but you don't really have to be a Muslim. That's too much work. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الله أكبر بسم الله بسم الله. There's so many ways that we have to grow. I want to be crystal clear with you. There's a verse in the Quran where Moses and the Exodus, and there's those who are with him say, we're tired of eating the same food. Give us some of the food like they had in Egypt. They said, you can go to any city and get that food. I'm saying, I'm acknowledging, I wouldn't be surprised if I can feel that way to some people. Somewhere in some people's heads, they're like, he always talking about the same thing. I mean, convicted. Yeah, because it's the root. You can get bread from anywhere. Allahu Alam, and I'm making dua in my heart, in my mind, my spirit right now. There is no boast. There's no الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. I'll be okay. I'll be okay. I'm sure. Go ahead and give me a tissue or something. Hey, brother, sister. Do you have children? Do you have grandchildren? It is Allah who gives laughter and tears. If I could stop right now, I would. I'm just not willing to just sit down. I'm not going to do it. So you got to look at my ugly, snotty face. Excuse me. I pray for Allah's help, guidance, and protection. Now, what help do your children have? What help do your grandchildren have? If what you want for them, you don't bring it into existence, who you think is going to do it? You got to be careful that you're not so trusting of the masters of this world that you get it in your mind, oh, they would never let that happen. Whatever you imagine. Oh, let's just go with 911, right? Nah, this would happen. Not possible. Why? It was a New Jack City metaphor. I've seen New Jack City. I don't remember what the name of that building was, but they took over that project. Felix Nixon took over the project down here. Took it over. And you go to different neighborhoods in all the big cities where we are, you got gangs that control the hood where normal, everyday working people live. But they are under the authority as though the gang and its leader was the mayor of the city. Now, if that were happening in the hood, look at that movie, The Messenger. Not the Elijah Muhammad one, not the prophet one. I'm talking about the one that killed the messenger, I think he called. Who you think they learned this stuff from? And if boys in the hood would do something just for the control of the few millions, M-I-L-L-I-O-N-S, few millions that they themselves can take out of the hood with that kind of control, you don't think that they would do that in South America and Central America and Eastern Europe and Western Europe and whatever, wherever else? You don't think a government body or a shadow body supported by the government would do that kind of thing to a population, to control the population? Check out this thing, the shock doctrine. I'm looking at the clock, about less than 5 minutes right now. You need to look at that. Naomi Klein, the shock doctrine. Another one. Need to look at it. Twilight Language by Michael Hoffman. You need to look at it. Look at the history of our intelligence agency. Just and you can find that stuff on YouTube now. Remember, reveal a little so you can hide more. But it's all, formally classified documents that have been unclassified. That's all out there. now? And one of the means of interrogation was shock therapy, quote unquote. Therapy is a misnomer. Look up the Jakarta method. I'm saying these things now. We just put in all this new equipment. Sorry, it's the last time we get to use it. But do it while you're living, because you'll be dead soon anyway. Mashallah, trust it. So what they found when they were trying to discover methods of interrogation, where do you think LSD came from, which they are making psychedelics popular now? Ayahuasca and all whatever those other things are, they're making it popular. Psychedelics as a way of expanding your consciousness and breaking the borders. Where did LSD come from? LSD came from an effort on the part of the powers that be, I'll call them, and government sanction to discover truth serum. That's what they were aiming at, truth serum, a way that they can give somebody something where they could not say anything but the truth. That's what they were looking for, all the experiments. And I'm talking about Dr. Frankenstein-ish type experiments. LSD was an accident, but it needed to be tested. Where did they test it? Among other places, Berkeley, California, where they need to manage the free speech movement that was developing on campus. That's a problem for power. Turn on, tune in, drop out. Dr. Timothy Leary, right? Interested in some of that, man. I'm kind of leery of that. So in their experiment, they did come to discover that there's a point when you're interrogating someone with shock therapy, technique. There's a brief moment between the time the person goes out and recovers from the shock. They're doing this by brainwave studies and reference points after the shock, and then they look at the brainwave. Then they recognize that there's a gap between the time the person goes from their normative state to the state of shock to go back to, I'm going to call it homeostasis. To go back to that, there's a gap that's wide open for post-hypnotic suggestion. Meaning that right there in that point, you can put in whatever suggestion you want to put into that person's consciousness because there's nothing blocking it, and it's open to the deepest regions of that person's psyche. So elaborating that idea, it just doesn't stop there with just one individual. The people who are in the think tanks, the science labs, et cetera, the Frankensteins of this group, they say, okay, good, we got that. That's a fact. Let's make that axiomatic now. Let's move out here. So what would happen if we elaborated that? What if we just took it from the individual to another? What platform can we put that in and bring about the same effect and the same result, but on a larger scale and in a larger population? Can we control a larger group and a larger population with the same type of methodology? That's the shock doctrine. And that's what the masses of us at large are and have been subject to during and before September 11th. Trauma. I'm almost done. Wallahi, wallahi, wallahi. Trauma. A young person gets traumatized, When a young person gets traumatized, then they get open for things that they otherwise wouldn't be open for were it not for the trauma. A population. Subject the whole population to a unitary trauma. Boom! Everybody got hit by this thing, right? And then let them recover. Hit them with another. Boom! And in between that time, use your TV, record, movie headlines, or what have you. Use that to put in your post-hypnotic suggestion. And then wait. And point to you somebody else. Darren Brown. Look up this guy, Darren Brown. I'm trying to tell you where the Easter eggs are. Excuse me. Tell you. Go look at it. That Will Smith movie, Focus, I believe it was, where Will Smith was a gambler and was betting this Chinese guy, Asian guy, whatever, so many, 50,000, 100,000, big bucks, whatever, it's big, probably millions. But they had set it up to ensure that the Asian would bet in the way that he betted, and the Asian didn't know that you've been in our game your whole ride to the stadium. So then I played you on the basis of your psychology, and you made the bet that I knew you were going to make, and I got you. Because I had prepped you. I had predisposed you to do what I mean for you to do. So I know what I'm saying on one level is scary, should be. But on another level, once you understand that, and when you understand the magnitude and the depth at which this is taking place, you should run and tighten up your Alice Law. You should run and tighten up your relationship with Allah. You should not trust much of anything that's coming to you from the world, I don't care, and maybe especially the more popular it is. Because the world has been subject and is being subject to this shock. So I said, wait. So you had the Las Vegas travesty, dude shot up all them people, Columbine, New Mexico recently, all these different mass shootings. People run down the street, 10 people stabbed, just stabbing people. I got to tell you, Fahim, you're going to have to stop. The body is the subconscious mind. Joe Dispenza, only one you look at, look for one thing, what I'm talking about. Santiago, just think of the word Santiago. Santiago is a big, very clear, publicly done experiment such that the person will commit the act. They don't know why they committed the act, but they were manipulated into committing the act by suggestive means. Do you understand that the media is just a mass machinery of suggestibility? And the looser your contact with reality, the more subject you are to suggestibility. I don't have to worry if I'm dominating the whole nation. It doesn't matter if it happens in Mexico or if it happens in Florida, or if it happens in Canada, or if it happens in Chicago, it doesn't matter. We knew somebody was going to go off because that's what we put in the post-traumatic suggestion for somebody to go off in that way. Now, everybody else thinks it's just a random thing. For us, we got our clipboard saying, oh, okay, well, that worked, but it took about 6 months for that to happen. So let us turn to Allah more, Anything that's not about being what Allah created us to be, please, 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 let it go. Let it go. I don't like that, sister. Let it go. Ah, that belly man here. Please, let it go. Let it go. It ain't about nothing. If that sister died today, if the imam died today, the world I'm talking to you about is still going on. That brother, that sister will not be missed in the scheme of things, and the plot continues. Don't waste your life on things that mean nothing in the total scheme of things. Let's commit ourselves to be what Allah created us to be as individuals, as families, as communities, and even, yes, as a nation. We have to do that. If we don't, we should be concerned. Okay, well, what am I doing? If I'm not working on that, what am I doing? Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayy al-qayyum la ta'khudhu sinatan wa la nawm. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على آلك عوادك ما افتتت أعوذ بك من شر ما استنات أبلك بنعمتك علي أبلك بذنبي فاغفر لي إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت والله You are the Lord, cherished and sustainer of all systems of knowledge. O Allah, you are the most gracious. You are the most merciful. O Allah, you are the only reality. You are the truth. You are time. Everything that we have is from you. Every good thing that we have is from you. The evil is from our own souls. O Allah, purify us in our hearts. Purify us in our intentions. Purify us in our worship. Purify us in our thinking. Purify us in our motivation, purify us in our perceptions. O Allah, let us not be deceived by this world. And let us not be deceived by the chief deceiver. O Allah, we want you to be the ears with which we hear, the eyes with which we see, the feet upon which we walk, the hand with which we strike. O Allah, bless us to become those who are fit for that help from you. Without your help, we are helpless. Amen. Alone. Amen. Welcome to that. لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله. استو استقيم يحمكم الله وتابكم الله. Make our roads straight, even leave no space between the straight and the divided. If our roads aren't straight, our hearts won't agree. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم جهر ما يخفى ونيسرك ليسرى فذكر إن فأت ذكرى فيذكر ما يخشى ويتجنبها الأشكى الذي يسلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فسلى بل تؤثرون حياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبكى إن هذا لفي صحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي الدين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين تقبل الله الحمد لله very quickly we got to do an acknowledgement here see those speakers and the cameras and the sound in that room and outside and in this room it's the great work of the media team Khalid salute to Khalid Alhamdulillah, the ever-present historian of the Ummah, Alhamdulillah, and also Yusuf, who is the ramrod of it, the inheritor of the media dawah work, respectively and excellently so, very self-motivated, very well-grounded in the technology. Our website is being improved as we speak. The sound, as you see, and the camera scenario now is not where we are still. Do a body block on people walking in front of the cameras anymore. So let's give a takbir. This is for media dawah. Alhamdulillah, and Rabbil Alameen. We appreciate it. And also, since I got Jabir right here in front, one of our announcements is with regard to the Masjid Al Warathin giving circle. You can get the details from him, but I want to emphasize for you, it's every month. I think last week I said, you know, the people who are involved, they will be making that contribution month, and then at the end of that 90-day period. No, it's every month. When you get to, you know, I'm not going to detail you. You can detail him. I think there's flyers there. But it's another opportunity for you to do what Al-Islam tells you to do and grow in ways that Al-Islam intends for you to grow, the Masjid or thing, giving circles. Okay, the Shahadatain Institute, that's also coming up on the 2nd of October, inshallah. It's a 13 to 15 week Zoom course ending with a simultaneous on-site Zoom graduation. There's a sign-up sheet in the back, and all you need to do is leave your full name and email address only, and also writing Shahadatain in the subject line when you respond to the email. Also, those Zoom sessions are going to be from noon on Sundays, from noon to 1:15, depending on Q&A. And also, the institute is mainly for interested non-Muslims and new Muslims who have been Muslims for less than 2 years. We will consider on a case-by-case basis others who have been Muslims longer than 2 years, but I'm the one doing the considering, and so it'll be on the configuration of understanding how beneficial this very basic Islamic instruction will be for you. We highly recommend this for ages 11 and older. You remember our conversation about the modeling stage and the life and socialization stage? It's like you have to ask yourself, when is your niece, nephew, granddaughter, grandson, when are they going to be taught the basis of Al-Islam if there is no school? And if you're not teaching it to them, then this is perfect for that fundamental knowledge. So check the sign-up sheet back there, and that's it. So coming soon, Imam Muhammad's Ramadan Session, Volume 1, an important publication. And you can check all the books that are back there now. Hanifa Muhammad had a birthday. Sharina Nuruddin. Khalid Wajid. That was a couple of days ago. Alhamdulillah. Tahida Brooks Rin. Tahid Wings, I believe, if I'm correct. Salim Mwakil. Maybe I should just read what's there. Salim Mwakil, alhamdulillah, also had a birthday as well. No chicken and waffles today, which you probably know by now. And we mentioned that. All right. That's going to be it. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Oh, I'm sorry. Jamil and Robin Edwards. Today is their fifth anniversary. Jamil and Robin Edwards. Fifth anniversary. Alhamdulillah. Hey, assalamu alaikum. How's my brother? What's up, Mr. Kasim? You all right? Make a good name for yourself in the school, young man? Well, Yusuf told me that. Not ours, but I think it's Yusuf said everything was straight. That's what he said. Let me cut this out. I sound like a blogger.